This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to a special podcast on World SME Day, which was celebrated on 27 June. Today we have a very special guest with us. We have Pranav Singhal, Senior Project Manager at SMB Catalyst, who's going to tell us a lot about the SME industry, the way forward, and what are the challenges being faced by the industry overall. Hi and welcome to the show, Pranav.
Thank you, Jerome.
It's our pleasure. So let's start with what are the challenges faced in the SME sector in India, given the digital transformation that's happening in the country?
Let us start with the base, where why SME sector is a very crucial sector for India. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll talk about the consumer also, because it is directly linked with that. Mm-hmm. In last one decade or so, there's a major change in the industry which has happened. Mm-hmm. We talk about digital initiatives taken by Government of India, companies coming up and providing more and more features. Every day you have new users coming and using the smartphones. Mm-hmm. We have approximately by 2020, mm-hmm, we are hoping to have 700 million users who would be using mobile platform, smartphone platforms.
Okay.
And they have become more aware. They have expectation which was not there earlier. Okay. They expect a specific set of services. Mm-hmm. They expect a specific set of quality.
Right.
And they want more ease while doing a transaction. Mm-hmm. You and me, and we go out and it not just in the tier 1 or metro cities, it has transformed across India.
Okay.
Now in tier 3 cities as well, people have a specific expectation when they are making a transaction with any company, small or big.
Okay.
When we talk about the small and medium enterprises, mm-hmm, they are growing at a rate of 10%.
Okay.
On an average. Mm-hmm. And they are giving 40% employment to, as statistics suggest.
Okay.
40%, they're providing.
That's a huge number.
Exactly. 40%. Employment they are giving to the youth or mm-hmm, to the people of India.
Mm-hmm.
So now one thing is clear, that the traditional business models are not going to suffice the need of how to cater to the consumers of today, today's consumers need.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why digitization plays a very important role. Now,
right,
coming to the issues and the challenges, there are basically two major challenges.
Mm-hmm.
On a macro front, SMEs do not have clear definition of what are their objectives.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a major disconnect between how a business owner is perceiving that how they need to deliver, mm-hmm, and how their people are perceiving that. So there's a disconnect between both of the the thought process.
Okay.
On a micro level, if we are talking about, they have finance related challenges.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to scale your business, you require more finance.
Mm-hmm.
So easy access of finance is not there.
Okay.
Skilled manpower, mm-hmm, lack of skilled manpower. Personally, when we work with a lot of businesses,
mm-hmm,
we observe that.
Right.
Especially, so we specialize in working with the small and medium enterprises, where business owner tend to recruit those people who come from a specific background, or who come from a source, or a suggestion by someone.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, what happens is that they tend to lose on what is expected from a specific role. So that is one of the challenge which they face.
Okay.
There are other challenges as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. As we go on, we'll touch base on other challenges.
Yeah.
So, can you mention 5 key areas where the SME industry, what the SME industry can do to improve profits and efficiency?
Okay, so the first thing is that they have to focus mostly on their conversion ratio. So, when we're talking about conversion, it is related to how many inquiries they are able to generate.
Okay.
And how many of them are being converted into actual sales.
Right.
So if one is able to track that, because without revenue, there is no business.
Right.
Once you have a continuous amount of business, then you focus on your maybe purchase front, where you want to see that your costs are not increasing, because if you are buying a semi-finished product or raw material, it should not increase. It has a direct impact on your profit and loss.
Output, right.
And of course, the timeliness, if you are not able to procure the material on time, then you face challenge in terms of, you know, you have committed some products to some of your customers which you are not able to fulfill.
Right.
So, which creates an issue for the organization and creates, you know, a bad name for the organization as
right.
well.
Right.
The third issue which I have been observing is the stock which is there. Basically, you don't, so as a business owner, you don't want to invest too much on the stocks, and you don't want to actually lose on the opportunities as well.
So
it is like if you're not keeping the right stock, you may lose on the opportunities which are coming in form of inquiries. And if you are basically, you know, procuring or sourcing products unnecessarily without understanding the right mix or right demand of the market, then you may end up spending unnecessary money, because the technology is rapidly changing. Your product may get obsolete in time frame. So you don't want to do that. So you have a holding cost, carrying inventory, carrying cost. You don't want, so, and the four challenges, you know, it has an impact on your working capital also. Like most of the organization do not have, give clarity on their receivables and payables. So mostly the small and medium enterprises, they tend to firefight on that front, where they have more liabilities than the assets. So liabilities are basically your payables to suppliers, and you don't focus on where, when do you have to collect. You don't share that communication with your respective team members also, which, you know, allows you to collect the payment on timely basis. And especially if you are financing your business, then it has an impact on your interest cost as well. So these are the areas where if one wants to control their operations, they should focus on these 5 points very cautiously.
What about digitalization? How necessary do you think it is for SMEs?
You see, we talked about the opportunities lying in front of us right now. You know, consumer base have increased, so is the competition. Now, gone are those days when we could deliver, we were able to do the business based, you know, merely on the basis of relationship. Now you have a faceless organization, you know, when it comes to e-commerce, all these aggregators coming into the picture. These are the faceless brands which are delivering to the need of the, you know, of the market. So therefore, digitization is very, very important for the businesses at this moment, especially if you want to scale your businesses. You, as a business owner, one of the key issue which they have is the control. How do you control? When you have a small operation, you can, you know, see all the things happening. But you, when you expand your business, then you want a proper control. For that matter, for example, if we talk about money control, maybe money control must have started from a small venture where the business owner had complete control, who is doing what, what is expected out of each individual. But when you had started adding more and more offices across India, then you want, they, your management must have required a complete control on whether we are able to contribute as an individual, who is contributing well towards the business goals. Where are the gaps? How do we fill those gaps? So digitization plays a very significant role there. You can, you know, automate your processes. You can gather structured information in a structured manner, which is again an issue for small and medium enterprises, because this is what one of the observations which we fit, which we have, is that organizations, maybe few of them, or mostly the business owner, may be looking at the data when he wants to take a call. Maybe he wants to negotiate with a particular customer, existing customer, on the rates, or with the suppliers on the rates. Or, but when it goes down to on the team front, people do not have the understanding or they don't capture the information in a desired manner where they are able to extract the information in a specific time frame.
Okay.
So this is a very, very, you know, crucial aspect of the business.
Alright.
Yeah.
Cool. So moving forward, operations, employee productivity and compliances are troubling issues in the sector. At least I had spoken just recently to a gentleman from the SME sector. This is what he had said. How should SMEs overcome this?
Okay. So first thing is that if we are clear on what do we want to achieve in a specific time frame, then it is easier for us to define what is expected from each individual.
Right.
All of us are playing specific role in the organization.
Right. Right.
So it is very crucial that we are tracking that activity or the outcome of businesses on a periodic basis. This is what we advise to small and medium customers also, business owners also, that there has to be a culture where we are constantly reviewing the outcome of the business, and then organizations should be such that it should be agile, it should be flexible enough to take an immediate action and to course correct so that they can be in the game and they can actually beat the competition like that.
Right. All right. Lastly, Pranav, if organizations take up more digitalization, will they be able to come over issues in their employee productivity, operations and compliance issues?
Definitely. You see, when we go to any organization, we observe is that organizations, small end organizations have a reactive approach rather than proactive approach. Now, in that, when you are reacting to something, it has already happened.
Okay.
Now, if you are, so for example, there is a project which is supposed to complete it in a specific time frame, let's say in a quarter. And so we as an organization have to monitor the progress and discuss what are the actions which have completed and pending and what are the reasons. When you do that, you are able to control the outcome and you are able to proactively course correct the issues. So digitization in that manner is a very impactful practice where organization get the results on a click of a button. You see, people have started using now. We propose that people should use CRM systems, they should use ERP, they should move towards the technology which is available.
Okay.
Now, you spoke about the challenges, you know, earlier that this is one of the challenges which organizations, smaller organizations face, where they tend to get away, from the technology side. Whereas technology is the necessity and not the luxury at this moment. And they have to ensure that the technology, they have to upgrade their technology on constant basis so that they are able to capture or they are able to cater to the constant change of the market.
All right. Quite interesting there, Pranav. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me here.
With that, we wrap this special episode on SME Day. Hope you guys enjoyed listening. If you have any queries for Pranav, you could write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.